Chapter 7. An Email from Daniel. The second day of school was fine. Many students said hello to Paloma in the canteen and asked her about her impressions of the school. They laughed when she told them that she liked their school lunches. "It's okay to think that," they told her, "but you must never say it. It's not cool to like school lunches." A few minutes before the first class, the handsome boy, Steve, and his friend, Gary, came and talked to Paloma's group. "My little brother's got a new friend in his class," Gary told them. "He does great imitations of the teachers, and he's very funny." "That's my brother David. He imitates me too," confessed Paloma, and everybody laughed. When the bell rang, Paloma went with Susan, Steve, and Gary to the first lesson, which was biology. Paloma was good at biology, and she enjoyed the lesson. Everyone participated and answered questions, including Paloma. Nobody thought she was a swot. Eva was wrong again. At the break, Paloma met Alexa again, and they went to their lockers to get their things for the next lesson, which was sport. Alexa and Paloma were both good at sport, and the class was fun. "School in England isn't so bad after all," thought Paloma. "Maybe I'll like it here." After school, she met Marta at the entrance, and the two girls compared their impressions of the day until their mum arrived. They talked and laughed happily together as their mum drove home. David didn't come with them because he had been invited to Gary's brother's house. Their father was at home that night for dinner. Although everything appeared to be normal, Paloma felt that something was wrong. Her parents were being too polite to each other, and Paloma could feel the tension in the air. After dinner, Paloma went up to her room and checked her emails. She wanted news from Spain and hoped that Eva had answered her. She had an email, but to her surprise, it wasn't from Eva. It was from Daniel. 2. Paloma1@cmail.com. From Daniel22@smail.com. Subject: friends. "Hi Paloma. How are you? How's your new life in England? Are you having fun? Your friend Eva gave me your email address. She told me that you were enjoying your new life and that everything was okay. I'm happy to hear that. I wrote friend the way I did because I don't really think she is your friend. She told me that you've already found a new boyfriend, that you like him very much, and because of that, you've been too busy to write to me. She thought I should stop all contact with you and gave me your email address so that I could tell you this. I'm sorry, but I never really liked Eva, although I know she's your best friend. If you've got a new boyfriend, I'll understand, but I would still like to keep in contact with you. I'd like to know what's happening to you and about your new life in England, okay? Your friend, Daniel." Paloma read the email again. She couldn't believe it. How could Eva be so horrible? When Marta came into the room a few minutes later, she found Paloma crying.
"How could Eva say something like that?" she said. "I'm beginning to understand that she's bad, but I didn't know how bad."
Marta put her arm around her sister. "I'm happy that you're finally beginning to see the truth about Eva," she said. "But be careful, Paloma. Don't let Alexa dominate you the way Eva did. Learn from your mistakes." When Marta left, Paloma wrote to Daniel and told him that although she was making new friends, she certainly didn't have a special boyfriend, and that she would be very happy if they wrote to each other. Then she went to bed and thought about Marta's words. She liked Alexa and was happy that they were friends. She also liked Susan and her friend Karen. The four of them were often together at school, but Susan and the other girls in her class didn't seem to like Alexa very much. Paloma didn't know why. On Saturday morning, Paloma got an email from Eva, in which she accused Paloma of already forgetting her. She talked a lot about Laia and what a fantastic friend she was. To her surprise, Paloma didn't feel upset or envious at all.
She also got an email from Daniel, telling her he was happy she had sent him an email. That morning, Paloma and Marta went shopping for new clothes. A friend of Marta's went with them to show them the best shops, and the girls enjoyed themselves. Paloma had invited Alexa, but she couldn't come, so she went with Marta instead. This was a new experience for Paloma, and she enjoyed it. We should do things together more often, she thought. Marta can be good fun. Before they went to bed that night, Marta came into Paloma's room. She looked very serious. It's Saturday. It's 11:30 p.m. and Dad isn't home yet, she said. Where is he? I'm worried. The girls couldn't find any reason why their father wasn't at home. It was strange, but they were beginning to get used to his frequent absences.